Today we are going to read from one of Apostle Paul's letters written to the church at Colossae, chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. I'll read from NASB, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things. In him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. The condition of the church, the Colossian church, is not actually established by Apostle Paul. One of his co-workers in mission trip, Epaphra, is most likely the founder of the Colossian church. But through Epaphra, Apostle Paul knew quite well the situation of the church. The false teacher, or a false teacher, had come among them and had greatly hindered the flourishing work of the church. So the main source of all their false teachings lay in an old Eastern false teaching. In Greek world, even Eastern world, all matter is evil. So source of matter also is evil. If such teaching is true, then God, who cannot be evil, could not have created matter. Since our bodies are matters, the earth is matters. All those stars in heaven are matters. Then are they evil because they are matters? Then God could not have created them. Such false teaching makes some intermediary being between evil matters, including human being, and good God. Because our bodies are matters, so we are evil. So such false teaching, invented by various ascetic practices, by punishing our bodies, hoping to save evil body's evil matters. So that is some kind of self-workout salvation they invented. At the same time, no matter what we do in our bodies, like licentious activities, are not punishable because by nature, evil matters are human bodies, and the evil human bodies, by them, whatever human beings are doing, that's what following their evil bodies, so cannot be punished. Such false teaching crept into that Colossian church. And the false teachers or false teacher taught Colossian church members the remedy is seeking intermediary spiritual beings. So they are seeking either angelic hosts by asking angelic hosts to pray to God so that the human beings, Colossian church members, can get answers or blessings from good God. So in the end, all these false theories, teachings, conspired to limit the greatness and authority of our true mediator, Jesus Christ. Also, it limited the perfect efficiency and sufficiency of the redemption in Jesus Christ. We know such false teaching is called by name Gnosticism. It is speculation. It is ritual-focused ceremony like Judaism. It is worshiping angel or visionary worship emphasized, and ascetic practices on body so that they could work out their salvation, somehow taming their evil bodies, because bodies are metals and metals are evil. Out of all Apostle Paul's letters, though it's short, Colossian church is the most condensed form of what our Christ Jesus is all about. In one phrase, we can say the preeminency of Lord Jesus Christ is well explained. Our spiritual life is not made up of our heart emotions. Our heart emotions should follow, not precede our mind, because through the Holy Spirit, through written and the oral tradition, God speaks to our mind, not our heart. Our mind has to be changed. That is the real meaning of repentance, change of mind, meta, noia, noia, mind, metta, after change, only the risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ explained in detail to those two unknown disciples on the road to Emmaus. When Jesus spoke to their mind with explanation of his resurrection as fulfilled prophecy of the Old Testament from Moses' books to all those Psalms and prophets, they were illumined. Then their heart followed that illumined mind and warmed up. That's why they confessed to each other. So here, Apostle Paul took very solid approach. When Colossian church members are under attack from false teaching, making them self-exhaust their bodies and emotions to make their unstable hearts fully satisfied as if they are granted blessing from God by seeking help from heavenly angelic visions and host of angels. Apostle Paul went straight into the core of their problem. Your belief is shaken. So I'll give you the basic important elements to you so that you may understand them and believe them. And in summary, it is Jesus of Nazareth, born, died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, while promising his remaining apostles he will come back, meanwhile sending them promised Spirit of God, and commanding them to pray to God in his name alone. See? So, such a stark contrast between the Colossian church's corrupt false teachers' teaching and that of Jesus. Apostle Paul went right through to the core of their problem and spoke to their mind with solid doctrine of Jesus, preeminence of Jesus Christ. Jesus of Nazareth is only one God the Father gave to them to be their Savior, to be their Redeemer, to be their Mediator. So, by His name, through Him, they could pray to God so that their salvation could be secured and their life could be blessed. Chapter 1, verses 15 through 20, is such a wonderful summary of what Jesus Christ is all about for not just Galatian saints. The saints in whole world, including us who live in 21st century. Those false teachers used the intermediary angelic hosts by name aeons. So Apostle Paul must disregard such aeons by comparing them to only true Creator God Jesus Christ, so that Jesus Christ's eminence becomes supreme all the rest are, you know, false images, are just simple creatures created by Creator God, Jesus Christ. Even 21st century, like a Jehovah's Witness, deny Jesus as Creator God. Because today's chosen text is misunderstood because Apostle Paul explained. Jesus was the firstborn from the dead. And verse 15, Jesus was the firstborn of all creation. So Jehovah's Witness said, see, Jesus is also super creature. Just he was created first. That's mistaken. Because it is comparison between those supernatural eons. False teacher or teachers taught Colossian church members to worship those eons to get to good God, to get blessing from God. Here, Apostle Paul made comparison between Creator God, Jesus Christ, with those spiritual eons, whom Colossian church members began to worship instead of worshiping true God, Creator Jesus Christ. So Apostle Paul, first of all, he told them, Christ is the only image, very stamp of God the Father while he was in pre-incarnate situation in heavenly realm. When he appeared to his disciples, Jesus said, you don't need to see Father, because I am perfect image of God, the Son God. If you see me, you see God the Father. As God, Father is same as me in attribute wise. So in that sense, Jesus is image, stamp of the invisible God. So firstborn of creation does not mean he was a creature. No. He is before all creatures as a Creator God. That's why 16 says, by Jesus all things were created. Creature cannot create. Only Creator can create. So before all creatures, Jesus was there. So by Jesus, all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, including those spiritual angelic beings, eons. They are created by Jesus Christ. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been visible, invisible, created through Jesus and created for Jesus. Jesus is before all things from eternity because he is a Creator God. So, Christ is preeminent Creator in the work of creation. First, Christ was the only image of invisible God the Father, because he is equal to God the Father as God. Second, Christ is preeminent creator for all the works of creation. Thirdly, Christ preceded in time. That's verse 17. Jesus is before, speaks in time, all things. And in Jesus, all things hold together. In present even, because of Jesus, all universe, matters, energy, everything are operational. Because in Jesus, by Jesus, in Jesus, all things visible, invisible, including human beings, angelic hosts, all hold together. Fourthly, verse 18, Jesus is also head of the church. Now, from such cosmic scope, now Apostle Paul brought narrow focus on Colossian church. And Apostle Paul said, Jesus is also head of the body, the church, like your Colossian church. Jesus is the beginning. Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, because he is the first one according to God's promise, risen from the dead. So that Jesus himself will come to have first place in everything, present, future, new creation in heaven and earth. Because, verse 19, fifthly, it is Father God's good pleasure for all fullness of creation is subjection to the Creator God, the Son Jesus. Because all the fullness of God's attributes, the Father's attributes, God's attributes, divine attributes are fully dwell in Jesus, because Jesus is God. That is Father's good pleasure and will. And that Jesus is head of his church, head of his body. Colossian church, you have need no other angelic host but Creator God. Divine attributes are fully remaining in Jesus Christ. Him alone you need, because he is your head. He is the one. Through him, you receive God the Father's blessing. Because that is Father's good pleasure and will. Verse 20, through Jesus, to reconcile all things to God himself, having made peace through the blood of Jesus' cross. Through Jesus, I say, whether things on earth and things in heaven. It is Father's goodwill and pleasure to make Jesus focus, center of everything, creation and recreation through redemption of Jesus. Such preeminent Jesus of Nazareth is our Redeemer, our Christ. Friends, it should be stuck in our mind, so that no matter what kind of turmoil stored up in our hearts, we can say with the psalmist, my soul, my heart, why are you troubled? Look up to God, trust in the Lord, dictated by changed mind. And the mind's focal point is preeminence of our Creator, Redeemer, and Recreator, and source of our life,
and goal of our life, because it is Father's goodwill, pleasure, making us focus on Jesus Christ. His supremacy will make us peaceful, restful, no matter what happens in our life, no matter what kind of emotional turmoil going through our hearts. Amen. Such a wonderful Jesus, Lord God, all divine attributes with your good pleasure and will should fully remain, dwell in our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, through Jesus, continue to make us worship, praise, and give thanks to God, because in Jesus, all our eternity, our life, present through eternity, are well secured. Thank you for his redemption. Thank you for abundant blessing come to us through our Creator, Redeemer, the Creator, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.